But couldn't it be a challenge if you want to have a balanced lifestyle because you're never enough? What's your opinion about that?
But what is balance, though?
What's balance for you?
I don't even... there is no such thing. I mean, that's insane. I mean, it's like, you think about when people... So that's where you want to start getting very hyper-aware of what people are communicating to you. Because this is something I learned from Grant. So, and we'll even go back to the Jesus example. So to become successful, you have to get attention. That attention is going to create some criticism. The criticism is going to create some hate. And then you move into admiration, right? So Jesus is a great example of that. He got attention, he got some criticism, he got some hate that killed him, right? But, you know, he changed the world, like, big time. So, and then on a minor scale, recently, Donald Trump used that exact same formula to win the election, right? He got a lot of attention. You don't have to agree with him or not. It doesn't really matter. But he got a lot of attention. He got some criticism. He's picked up quite a few haters, right? Right? But he also won, right? So, when you start thinking in terms of balance and someone says to you, I just want to be happy, or don't you just want to be happy? Or money's not going to make you happy, or you want to have a balanced life. And it's like, well, what does that mean? If you look at people that have reached this high level of success, Jesus did not have a balanced life. Right? There's no such thing. And even if you take somebody who's, you know, quote unquote, middle class, average, ordinary, and then throw something like 2008 in, throw an economic collapse into that deal, there's no balance, right? And if you aren't prepared for that, then you're SOL. And then so you bounce around and there's just no balance. So it's like when you know, Grant talks about this, it's like, man, well, let's go big on everything. Right? I don't want to have an ordinary marriage. I want to have the greatest marriage ever. I don't want to have, you know, okay finances. I want to be like, I want to have so much money that I don't have to worry about it. That if an economic collapse happened, it's not my problem. Right? I mean, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't, like, I'm independent of that. I'm beyond it. And that's part of what 10X is about. Like, there's no, you know, he's got a whole workshop called Creating Your 10X Super Life. So I want to have this amazing connection with my God and the spirit world. I want to have that, right? I want to have perfectly conditioned physical body. I want to have this great relationship with my wife, not just emotionally but sexually. And I want it all. Why is that a problem? What does balance mean? I mean, it was good in the Karate Kid, but you know.